Happy Independence Day to everybody. I am happy to live this experience, actually. You know, you were independent since 1776, isn't it? How many years up to now? A lot. But how many years? 247? Okay. Who say less? Who says more? Okay, anyway, no problem. But we have so many years, isn't it? So, but I've been here for a year and half, so I would say, more or less, what is my experience been in this blessed country? I would say that it's really blessed. In the gospel of today, we see the people and Jesus on the boat. And our nation is like the boat. All the nation with people on it. And with God as well. And we see how many times we have problems. Sometimes we lack faith in so many things that goes on, not only right now, but in the history of our nation. There were rumors that we'll be divided, we united again, we are strong again. And do you remember when happened with September 11, everybody was like a country of everybody, but then with that, we got again into the hands of the Lord and say, help us. How many times we pray, help us, O Lord. Be with us, O Lord. Don't abandon us, Lord. And we united again. And we have again that sense that we belong to this place where is freedom, where is justice, where is equality. So in this boat, we are not alone. In this nation, we are not alone. We are with God. And, you know, this means we are independent, but we are also dependent. We are dependent on God. In one of the notes, in the money that we have, the dollar, you know, I was looking carefully the dollar, like never before, you know, I've never, just everybody has the dollar and change, and I was having also when I was a kid already, you know, going and buying. In Bolivia, there was a time where everything was with dollar. You could buy everything with dollar. So, but I never pay attention, what is it? But there is there that says, in God we trust. No? Something like that, no? Or we trust in God. Let me see, I have here one. I must have one, $1. Let me see. It's here, it says, in God we trust. In God we trust. Trusting is very important. And all the nation, our fathers, that they fought and they found this country, they had the trust in God that they will make of this country a great nation. Or they will strive to do a better place. And many people, families, they came over here to dream on that. And they work and they did. So we have to trust in God. And in one of the statements of the Declaration of Independence, it is read like this. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, and that they are endowed by the Creator with inalienable rights. Then at the end says, with a firm reliance on divine providence, we pledge our lives, our fortunes, and our honor. And in the hymn as well, I believe in the hymn it says, we have one motto, we trust in God. It's very important, trusting in God. So we are in this boat, like in the gospel of today, we are in this boat, and we are not alone. We may be afraid for so many things that happens in our country, in our families, and we are worried about that. It's not I don't care. We don't say I don't care. We care. That's why we say Jesus, like the disciples. Jesus, help us. Do you want us to die? How many times we pray when things we believe that things are wrong or is getting wrong? We say, help us, Lord. And that is the reason at the beginning I said, let us ask our martyrs, our saints. We have many saints, American martyrs. And those saints and martyrs that they are not named, they are not written in the books of the church, but they are saints and they are martyrs. Just ask them, our founder fathers, many people who strive and work for this great nation. So what I saw in this year here, especially here in Mary Queen, is great people and people with great faith. And that is what I have seen on you. In most of you that I have conversation, you are a people of great faith. And let's keep trusting God and ask Him to help and bless our nation. And when we ask to bless our nation, we ask to bless our families too. Or when we ask to bless our families, we ask to bless the nation. Let's not forget. Let's keep trusting in God. We are not alone in this boat. He is on our side. And let's, like the president likes saying, you know, let's make what? Let's make America great. Trusting in God. I mean, sometimes people say, let's trust in God. That is it. We are not independent from God. We are dependent from God. That's trusting God.